idiot, imbecile, morons, high-grade and low-grade morons and things like that. And we had to go out to this place at Ypsilanti, Michigan. It's a home for the mentally retarded and the handicapped and observing, you know, and things like that, and take notes and write it up. And I learned quite a bit. I still have that book here by Baker called Exceptional Child. It's very interesting. And of course, we learned a lot from that and everything. And the first summer we went and came back, guess what we got? I got a flat. Now, I don't know whether I went to University of Michigan to learn anymore or to get more money. My observations were great and my experiences taught me much. But the first time we went and came back, they gave us a $100 per month raise. This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
We are, well now for what? Just because we entered the school that was A-rated, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the top six of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we went. And of course we kept on going until the end and everything, until the time until you could finish in these four summers, mm-hmm. and things like that, and you would get a master's degree. And that's how you get a master's degree in elementary supervision, mm-hmm. or you can get it in the academic field if you want to, whatever your field was, mm-hmm. that's what you worked in. And I had many experiences while there, and I couldn't relate them all, and they had many affairs on the campus. I have some of the pictures down there, and that little book, and different things like that. And I haven't done any further work since then, no more than just, working in the county mm-hmm. itself. I conducted classes there and so in institutes and whatnot, and work around here with different little things like that. That's mm-hmm. what I'm still doing. And that's the end of that. At that time, we traveled on the train. We didn't take planes and things back in the early, late 30s and early 40s. You get the train, choo-choo. What you used to call that train? I forgot the one that would go straight through. And it was just a pleasure to get on the train and we'd ride, have to change in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And get in Ann Arbor and go out. And in this school, there were thousands and thousands of more white than black. We had about 2,000 black, but the enrollment ran up into 25,000. And
mm-hmm.
most of the blacks were there from southern states, because in the north they had the opportunity. There was Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas was highly represented with Negroes from those areas. And the rest of them were white. Now in that, that's a bordering state. Michigan is a bordering state.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bordering states, we have more foreigners than anybody else, and any other, you know, any other states, the middle states. So there we met the Arabs, and the Filipinos, and the Puerto Ricans, Germans, Frenchmen, all types, and Africans and everything. Now, some of those little brown girls and the Puerto Ricans and the Filipinos especially, looked like some of the brown girls in the black race
mm-hmm.
at that particular time. They were called Negroes. Well, now to keep from being distinguished as a Negro, they wore their native costumes
mm-hmm.
and they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They would keep their native costumes on, and some of those Indian girls
mm-hmm.
from India would have all those things wrapped around them, long robes
mm-hmm.
and those things around the face, and the Arabs wore those caps and different things like that, and they did that to distinguish themselves from us. Because we do have some brown girls with nice long hair, you know, and everything, and nice features, and they could have been Filipinas or Puerto Ricans when it comes to the way they look. But they were just ordinary black.
I'd love to hear more about this. I have to go and ask certain questions now, okay?
About what?
This is, while you're talking about different groups,
mm-hmm.
we want to find out if you have any, or have heard of any special names for these groups that I'm going to mention, groups of people. Okay. Have you heard any names for Orientals, slang terms for Orientals?
I don't know. Are they aliens or foreigners or whatnot?
Okay.
Now, that question again.
We want to find out if you've ever heard or used any terms for Orientals other than, you know, for instance, for the Chinese, Japanese,